Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Segment 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Bex Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation? Maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little. Bex Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Bex Commitment Rewards, go to BexHybrids.com and always remember the three F's: faith, family, and farming. Bex Hybrids.com.
Interesting situation yesterday. We met the top Bex salesperson in the history of the company.
Who's that?
Alex was here. Alex Sint was here. And so he came in and he's so down to earth. He's from Franklin. And so had a chance to, we're talking, so it's like you're talking to, it's like Michael Jordan of Seed.
Really?
Yes. And so he's here. So we're talking to Alex. And then it gets interesting.
But he's a white man.
What's that?
Keep going.
Okay, I don't know what that had to do with anything. I don't know what that was.
All right, you're talking about Seed.
It's about Seed, and then Alec explains to me at this point in time that which is very interesting was he goes, "Well, I have a great tie to the show because myself and Jake in college sang karaoke at Sandy's, and we sang Creed at Sandy's. This happened yesterday, so."
I talked to him.
Jake sang at Sandy's with the top Bex salesman ever, that right-hand man of Sonny.
Creed.
They sang Creed.
Higher.
Higher.
Can you take me higher? To a place with golden streets.
Yes.
That's what you sang.
That's what he sang.
That song.
Not Jimmy Buffett.
I'm sure I've sang that before, but I guess that night was Creed.
So he's there. So we've got the top radio personality in the state.
No.
And Jake.
No, we don't.
In my mind, Jake's one. Okay. And the top Seed salesman in the history of Bex all together. Could you imagine? What would you give for that photo right now of Jake singing Creed? A lot.
Photo probably is out there somewhere. Someone, I think, probably took a photo of that or video.
If there was a photo of Jake and Alex singing Creed at Sandy's, where you have it in Elk Creek.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You don't go to Sandy's without Elk Creek.
Absolutely.
That's just a rule.
Yes.
So, yeah.
100%. Was Paul Phillips there?
Don't be offended by this, but stupid question.
Hey, did you
Sandy's,
have...
Did you have...
Okay, we're talking about 10 plus years ago.
Did you have a shirt on?
I can assure you I had a shirt on.
Because okay, you've been on stage with shirt off.
That was outdoors at Neola, Iowa at Hoodoo Days.
And there is video of that.
I had to
see it to believe it.
I had a tambourine.
Tambourine with no shirt on.
I need to see this.
Probably
you would have
appreciated this. Probably 6 years ago, maybe seven.
Tambourine, no shirt, and he had no cares whatsoever.
No whatsoever.
None.
No.
I tell you what, if
there was someone that was...
That was Labor Day, by the way, or Labor Day weekend.
Would you love to see Bill Walton and Jake following the Grateful Dead around?
Yes.
They'd have been incredible. They'd have been incredible
partners. They would have been happy together.
Yeah. I could see it. Very happy to get
it. I could see that, too. Anyway,
the number one seed salesman in the history of Beck's was here. He let me know that he sang live at Sandy's Creed with Jake Sorensen.
Probably 11 to 12 years ago that happened.
Yeah. Alex Sint.
How about that?
Alex Sint?
Yeah, Alex Sint.
We go way back.
Yeah.
It all goes back to Goner. Goner. Yeah. Great people.
Let's get to Urban Meyer.
BecksHybrids.com. All right. Bill sent this article yesterday on the chat.
Good job, by the way.
From Football
Research.
Here's the title. Here's the title.
Preparation.
Patriarch.
The title was this: Urban Meyer and Jim Tressel agree. Ohio State has never had a more talented roster than this year.
Incredible.
Hello.
As of now, he says, this is Urban Meyer talking to WBNS 10 TV.
In Columbus,
yeah,
Ohio.
WBNS 10 TV. I don't even know what this... Does he have a problem with the head coach at Ohio State or something?
I don't know.
Why would you say this?
Here's the comment. Yes.
As of now, this is one of the most talented rosters in the last decade, maybe ever. That's a big statement. They got to play, but you look at the quality of athlete at every position. I've never seen anything like it.
And then Tressel.
Why would you say that?
And Tressel backed it up.
He did. Tressel says this, quote,
In the sweater vest.
Tressel says, I don't know if I've ever seen that many great players in that building all at once. Every position, every place you turn. Jim Tressel said that to follow up.
Both coaches won a national championship.
Right.
But that, so when you say.
What are they doing?
Here would be the positive part of it.
What?
Would be if you are a major donor.
Okay.
And you say, yeah. Okay, I'm an NIL mm-hmm. person. And so all of a sudden it's going like, oh, they're like, how's it look down there? It's the best I've ever seen. You're like, okay, I'm on board with what we're doing because we now have the best looking roster in the country. That would be a very positive to come out of this. It does think some of the people always say, well, that puts pressure on Ryan Day. You know what? The pressure's there anyway.
It's true.
If he doesn't say a word, already there, so who cares?
No, that's a good point.
The people will say, the pressure he's put on Ryan Day. Really? The pressure's on. He's lost three in a row to Michigan. He's well aware.
Well, not only that, you're right, though. That's a good point.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I've told Jake this before. I was standing in my kitchen. I've told you this before. I was standing in my kitchen when Ryan Day got introduced as the head coach, mm-hmm. and they had the press conference on the TV. Mm. And they had it live, and that AD, what's his name, Jake?
Gene Smith.
Gene Smith. Mm. He Jake bails me out every time. Gene Smith puts his arm around him and said, we expect a lot here. We expect to win them all. I mean, we expect to win them all.
He wasn't joking.
No, he wasn't joking. Kidding. No. He put his arm around him and said that in front of everybody. Right. Hand to God. Yeah. Hand to God. I mean, I was like, oh. I mean, it stopped me in my kitchen. I was like,
whoa. What the hell? Welcome to Ohio State's head coaching job.
Yeah, and they do kind of expect to win them all.
They do.
They do. They do. It's not an exaggeration. So that's the best point you've made in a few days. That it is. I'm serious. That the pressure's there already. Because I read the article in Salito Lindo last night and was flabbergasted. My first thought was, oh my God, does he have something against Ryan Day? Mm-hmm. No. He probably thought like you do. There's a ton of pressure anyway.
Yeah,
doesn't mean anything.
Yeah,
Must be absolutely loaded. By the way,
well, they got no one left. No one went to the draft that could have went. No one, the portal was only one person, and that was the quarterback. I'm sure right now is like, why did I not give this a shot to stick around to be part of this? Because you can't tell me right now that McCord came back, that
Kyle McCord,
that he wouldn't probably be the starter. I mean, he had to beat out a transfer from Kansas State.
Will Howard. Yep.
And so what he had to beat out.
Would Howard, okay, now I'm trying, now just forgive me, I'm asking. I'm not, would Howard have been there if McCord was still there?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Now,
so the odds on favorite that he would still McCord, be the starter.
Yeah.
You'd still think, I don't know if he's going to get.
I think so. Yeah. Unless Day told him after last season, maybe look around because we might go another place. Is that possible that happened, right?
Yeah, you have no idea unless you're in the room and no one can answer for that.
No.
I would bet the conversation was more along, very good year, competition's open.
Got to compete, yeah.
Got to compete. It's not just, you got to compete for it.
Yeah, you should have to compete at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's what I would guess it was.
Texter says that NFL draft analyst Dane Brugler has Ohio State with 15 players with draftable grades right now. 15, which could obviously go up as the season goes on.
Pretty good.
15. And they got guys up. They have the two best running backs in the draft right now. They're like the two running backs are listed as 2 and 3,
yeah.
And it's both Ohio State.
Yeah, Trayvon Henderson, Quinshon Judkins.
Listed as 2 and 3.
So think about it. They have two NFL running backs. They have two NFL running backs.
They do.
Yeah. Then they have Jack Sawyer. You know Jack Sawyer, right?
Yep.
JT Tumalo. I don't know him, but they're both defensive ends. Denzel Burke is a corner, really good. They got five-star receiver in Jeremiah Smith. They got a quarterback named Air Noland. Air.
The quarterback, I think they have 5 on scholarship. No one left.
Yeah, right.
No one got in the portal.
Except for McCord.
What's that? Yeah, but I'm saying, from the spring time, everybody says there's 3 or 4 guys competing, so someone's going to leave.
Nope.
Even,
it's all stuck around.
They must be freakishly good right now. So, yeah, I mean, how would you not pick them to win the national title?
Because Georgia still exists in this world.
Yes. I know, but this sounds ridiculous to me. They must be just absolutely loaded.
Well, the pressure's on.
And they get a week off before Nebraska. They get a week off before Nebraska. They play Oregon, then they get a week off. Now, if they lose the game, they'll be pissed. If they win the game, they'll be like, okay, we got to really kick into gear because we're winning a national championship. Yeah. I don't think there's a good news scenario there for Nebraska.
No, not really. I mean, it's not good. It's like somebody could look at it. Okay, they lost. Not good. They won. Not good. You got to play them.
I don't know if it matters.
I don't know if it really matters. They have to play them. I believe they'll be on a tear. And again,
not much of a schedule.
Thank goodness for the league how it is in the misery of the travel. But just imagine for this reason we get Oregon, Ohio State at Oregon.
On the 12th of October.
Yes, October 12th. Correct.
Talk about. David Letterman said, wake the kids and fill them full of coffee.
You
don't want to miss this one. That's one of those you're like, whoa.
October 12th.
12th. When we talked about it, we'd like to try to get past.
We need to go.
I'd like to go. Well, the ticket
said. Where's it at?
What's that?
It's in Oregon.
In Oregon.
So you would go.
It's in Oregon. I'd like to go. So we get me out there.
As a media member.
A media member.
Would you take a notebook?
Yes, I would take a notebook and I'd take. I know you used to do it on your phone now. I want one of those old little mini recorders.
You know, you can just still. I still use that.
Do you?
Yeah, I use a mini recorder.
Okay, I want one of those. That's what I'd like.
We'll see what we can do for this trip.
Is there any way you can get me to Oregon?
Autzen Stadium.
Yes.
We'll see what we can do.
They have a fabulous pregame buffet.
I bet it is.
I'm not joking. It's a fabulous pregame buffet.
I'd like to talk to Phil Knight. I would like to talk to
that
Phil.
Might be a
have
big
a sit
tough.
Down.
A sit down a with him. What's he worth? $80 billion.
Yeah,
and he's
is he worth $80 billion?
Oh, I bet we'll have to find his worth. It. I believe it's pretty good. It's a pretty good situation.
He's very wealthy. When we come back, Derek Bombeck and Song of the Day next. An early break.
Sport.
In the ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam!
¡Muah! Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.